Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, hot as it goes, you get a little, maybe a little hotter. Hey, no, not the temperature, I meant the microphone. Hey, my name's Doug Benson, and welcome to, you guys in the audience, you know where you are. You're at the UCB Theater in New York for the Del Close Marathon, an awesome event that happens every year. Yeah. 52 hours, is it, of straight all the way through improvised comedy, and the audience actually comes and watches the whole thing. And it's amazing, so I come every year and have a good time. And I just winked, but only half of the people here could see it. So really the other side got left out. But anyway, I decided that it'd be cool to do an episode of my podcast. Does anybody listen to my podcast? Oh, that's awesome. So I thought it'd be fun to do an episode of the podcast from here at the UCB Theater during the Del Close Marathon. And I thought that it would be awesome to have as my guests, you know, some of the dudes that started it all, like early original members of the Upright Citizens Brigade. And I'm very excited to welcome to the stage, let's bring them out here, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, and Mauricio Sands! Gentlemen, grab a microphone.
Check 1, 2, podcast.
Check it, check.
Matt,
give me a check.
Matt 8, 1 and Matt 16, 2 are working.
8, 14 live.
Horatio, let's check yours out.
Who are those?
Oh, pardon. Oh, we gotta give Horatio more mic action.
Say rubber biscuit?
Why would he say that?
Rubber biscuit?
Yeah, now we're talking. Now you're fired up.
Woo!
Hey guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing this every
it's
year.
Exciting.
What's this year 14 of the Del Close Marathon?
In Sharna years, yes. In our years, 11.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In real years, 11.
What is it, 17 years now? 6.5 years. They've been doing this 6.5 years, everybody.
This is the 20th annual.
Oh, okay, cool. And so just so the listeners...
25 years!
I can't believe it.
25
Jesus.
Whole years.
It's a long time.
And then a few months
wow.
as well. You do it every 3 months, right? Every
yeah,
three
1968.
Months.
3 months, because... Are we talking about acid or the annual...
So, I love movies. I presume that you guys love movies.
I love movies.
Love them.
I also hate a lot of them, but I
do both. So.
Well, what have you seen lately? What's have you been to the movies this summer?
Any I saw a trailer I don't like, and I hope nobody here is in it.
Which one is it?
Isn't that movie Audience? Because I think some of these people were in it.
Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Time Traveler's Wife.
Why would anybody here be a Time Traveler's Wife?
There's a lot of famous people in the
Eric
audience.
Eric Bana comes every year and watches the whole marathon.
The guy who did the special effects or something on it. You know,
one year he got really mad though, and his shirt burst open, and
he turned green.
And he had stretchy purple pants. Yeah.
I could have had one line. There goes the time traveler's wife.
Yeah, he could have been the guy.
You'd say there she goes. Like, what is she just walking down the street or something?
Yeah. She's going to find the time traveler, I assume.
The whole movie, people are wondering what it's about, and then this character walks in and says, There goes the time traveler's wife. Oh, now I know what's going on.
Oh, now I know why.
Oh, there go some funny people.
That would have helped me.
There goes Transformers 3.
Well, it was 2. For us, that
but I saw the new one.
He's at the end of the movie. It's like a teaser.
Yeah, I did just watch Incredible Hulk, the most recent one.
The Ed Norton Hulk.
Yes, where Robert Downey comes in the very final scene. So is that what they're doing?
Spoiler alert.
That's like a 2 years old, isn't
it? So he comes in. Yeah. No, it wasn't really much of a spiler, but he comes in and kind of sets up, they're gonna have, like, "Hey, I'm Iron Man, and you're Incredible Hulk. Have you seen Time Traveler's Wife?"
She's over there with those funny people.
Yeah, they're tying those movies together in the weirdest way. Like at the end of Iron Man, how like Sam Jackson walks out and says, "I have nothing interesting to add."
Did he end up doing
it? But you waited through the credits for it. Yeah.
Is he going to do it? Credits. I heard he wasn't going to do it, though, the next one.
Oh, that he's not going to be Nick Fury?
Yeah.
So he should come in at the end of another movie and say, "Never mind what I said earlier."
He should every movie after the credits should be Sam Jackson walking in.
I have to apologize.
It's never going to happen.
Or he's just apologizing. Sorry about that, moviegoers.
I know you thought Snakes on a Plane was going to be fun.
That was fun.
The title said it all.
Yeah, I really got it done. You didn't have to go.
Yeah, there were snakes on the plane.
I saw 500 Days of Summer.
And do you like that?
I liked it a lot.
Sounds long.
It's extremely...
Just from what I know in the title.
It didn't feel long. It was very well done. I did like it a lot.
Sounds like a chick movie.
You love everything.
I don't love everything. No, I don't.
Is it a chick movie? It sounds like a chick movie.
It's a love story. It's not a chick movie. It has a bit of a Wes Anderson sort of oddness, which is wonderful.
But Matt Besser, you're in it. Why are you asking him about it?
You're the guy.
You're the guy that points and says,
"Hey, there's over 499 days of love." I think it's 500.
Of summer, not love.
Oh. And also,
why did I add love?
You said the wrong title.
500 Days of Love would be...
And then the guy next to me goes, "It's summer, not love." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, let's get out of here. Get a drink."
I have to say,
cut from every movie. That's why you guys never see me. That scene always gets cut.
I like it better when it's a scene and not just one guy saying a line. Yeah, I like when they kind of go back and forth a little bit.
It's a bad cameo when you have to announce, "Hey, let's get out of here. I'm just here for one line.
I'm getting tired."
"You guys are shooting this shit all day? Let's get out of here." That one guy breaks the fourth wall in every one of his cameos.
Do you think the time traveler's mad that there's a whole movie about his wife and he hasn't got a movie? And he's the guy that time travels and all she does is sit around and bitch? Well,
he's doing more for the world than she is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And all sorts of parallel
universes.
He does
stuff for the world when he travels? I thought he just disappeared on his wife.
He does disappear. I wonder what was going through the author's mind when she wrote the book.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely never had a relationship that went bad. Yeah. Because of his neglect.
He goes back in time and makes sure that the Kennedy assassination happened.
Make sure because the whole time space continuum would change if Kennedy didn't get shot.
Is anyone trying to stop it, or he's just there to ensure that happens?
Well, he's stopping people from stopping it.
He's encouraging people not to go into the book depository. He's like, hey man, it's closed anyway. And there's some weird guy wandering around upstairs. You don't want to go in there.
Slow it down. JFK, you don't need glass. Just get in the car.
It's like 45 minutes of the movie.
He makes sure the grass doesn't get, you know, too grassy on the knoll. Because that could be a distraction. That could change things. Hey, I'm glad you pointed that out. That's good stuff.
There goes Zapruder film.
That's what you said in Oliver Stone's JFK.
Yeah.
That's what I
said in Zapruder film.
Were you in Walk Hard? Were you the guy that said, look at him walk hard?
As a matter of fact, I did about 100 times.
Look at him go. Yeah.
I sang it, I said it. God,
that's good.
It just dawned on me. I did say it.
That's pretty cool. That's a claim to fame. You got a titular line.
Fuck, I'm huge.
And Matt Walsh, is there a day that goes by where you're not like, I'm in Old School? That must be the coolest thing to be in that fucking movie. Every time that movie's on cable, I just watch it. It's so entertaining.
Thank you. I've never had a bad day since that movie came out. Never had a bad day since Old School.
Everything's perfect.
Premiere, even before the major release, the premiere, it's been gold. Every day.
That your favorite of all the movies that you've been in?
No, School for Scoundrels.
School for Scoundrels, because I got to work
with
Horatio Sands.
You're in a lot of school movies.
Old School, School for Scoundrels.
Day School. School Ties.
Night School.
You're in that shower scene with Brendan Fraser in School Ties, remember
Yeah,
that?
I'm in Driving School
You're
with...
You're like, why is that older guy in there?
Schoolie D's best rap hits.
School of Rock.
Part 2.
I have a cameo in that.
It was that Jewish thing he did, Shul's Out for Summer.
Shul's Out for the Summer.
That was hilarious.
I'm sort of typecast, but there's enough school movies that get made every year, so I work a lot.
Is Horatio in School for Scoundrels your favorite movie that you're in?
No.
What's your favorite one that you're in?
The favorite movie, I think, is Road Trip.
Yeah, that's good too. That's another classic.
Can I tell my story? I went to see Road Trip. It relates to you. I told you this. I went to see Road Trip here on 23rd Street, and there was women behind me talking the whole movie. And Horatio has a scene in the middle of the movie where he takes somebody's French toast who's angered him. If you haven't seen Road Trip, I don't want to insult those who have. Road Trip. And he takes their French toast.
He's in a lot of trip movies.
Yeah, a lot of trip. I'm the square guy. This is the trip guy. Get it right. Mr. Rogers t-shirt dude. And anyways, he takes the guy's French...
The guy has a t-shirt that says Mr. Rogers on it.
Sorry.
That's for the podcast listeners. I like to walk through
the scene. And he shoves it in his pants, and then he comes back out, and he gives it to the people at the table, and the women behind me go, that is so disrespectful. That made me laugh so hard.
They started...
Did you just avoid doing a black scent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you did.
Oh, shit. It was more like, is so disrespectful. That would be more accurate. You see, I don't do a good middle-aged black woman voice. Respectful without the C.
That's where you saw Road Trip was on at Chelsea
right
Clare,
there,
on 23rd?
Yeah. Didn't get to go to the premiere.
Magic Johnson's theater, right?
Yeah, no.
Is it Magic Johnson's AIDS Village?
Age 15.
That is disrespectful.
That's what time all the movies there start.
Is it an Aziplex? I forget what they call it. Cineplex. People shouldn't be laughing at that. I feel bad for anyone.
There is also in Los Angeles. I drive by going to the airport. A Magic Johnson's TGI Fridays. How crazy is that name? If you like TJ Fridays,
thank God it's Friday, Magic Johnson.
I mean, if you like TJ Fridays, why not go to the one that's owned by him? Because you might run into him.
I don't think he's.
Is that why you go to Magic Johnson's movie theaters?
I think someday I'll run into him. I bring my autograph book with me every time.
Yeah, because when he goes to his own theater, it's fun to, you know, be able to turn around and go, shh, to Magic Johnson. I think and all he yells out is, I beat AIDS. He just yells that out during every movie. Sorry.
I beat AIDS. Enjoy the film.
A story, a Horatio story.
Horatio still wanted to say something.
It's okay.
He's a good host. He wants you to talk.
Well, that's okay. I was just going to say that Magic Johnson probably bought TGI Fridays so that when the black people got kicked out of Denny's, they could walk over to TGI Fridays and be like, well, this place won't kick us out or harass us.
We wanted pancakes, but we'll settle for a steak.
That soundbite characterizes that situation very concisely.
I didn't use a black sin either.
Why did you avoid it?
Obama.
Obama.
It's a new day.
Yes, we can.
I've been spending my spare time lately going to town hall meetings and yelling, I want my country black! Doesn't have anything to do with movies.
That's a good one.
Thanks. I tweeted it.
You Twitter a lot, don't you?
I do quite a bit. I had to stop to do this show right now, but I'll be back at it soon.
Wow. How many Twitter friends?
38,000.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's a grassroots campaign.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get more people. I add a few every day.
I started last week. And I've done a lumberjack joke every day.
Yeah. Every day a new lumberjack joke.
Yep.
It's original or just from a book?
No, the new one today is, why does the Michael Vick lumberjack like to cut down dogwoods?
Why?
Because he hates its bark!
How many days have you been on Twitter?
7, motherfucker.
Okay, now see how many of the other 6 jokes you can remember.
I can do them all, man.
Let's hear it.
What does a Sir Mix-a-Lot lumberjack use to write with? A big ass pin. That's fucking awesome.
Okay, 5 more.
I'll give you one that only people from New Mexico will get. How many people here have been to or lived in New Mexico? Anybody? Okay.
Any map owners?
Why do lumberjacks from New Mexico always get in arguments? Because they have a strong opinion. See? Only they got it.
Is that a city?
No, that's a tree. Only grows in New Mexico. Okay. And there's no Inye that I could figure out on my Twitter, so it's really hard to get the joke if you don't see the Inye.
Does Inyal have an Inye?
I think so. I think it's E-N-Y-A.
I don't know. That's why I asked. Wait, did you say what your favorite movie is that you're in, Rich? Oh, Road Trip.
I'm in, well, my new favorite
That's
is
Todd the, Barry's favorite movie that he's in. You're in The Cove?
Yeah, I'm in The Cove.
What's The Cove?
It's a fascinating Cove. Kind of docudrama.
Yeah.
Scary, right?
It's more of like these scientists harass these fishermen who are trying to just live their lives and follow beautiful traditions, Japanese fishing traditions, a beautiful, very cool thing that they're doing, and then these scientists kind of fuck with them. And interning with the fishermen when they filmed it. I was kind of like cleaning up guys' boots. There's like dolphin parts in their boots.
Are you a Japanese fisherman?
Well, I was interning with the fishermen.
Okay.
Such a beautiful tradition.
You only ate shark the entire time, right? You
were no, we'd eat
shark diet.
We'd eat dolphin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. You didn't learn much from your own movie.
No, I did. I learned a lot. I learned that it was awesome.
That's the point of that movie?
I thought the movie was about shark preservation.
No, no.
It's about dolphin preservation?
It's about dolphin murder.
Well, why... But the posters are like the cove, and it's like, you know, like jaw, looks like Jaws. Like, are, do the dolphins fight back?
I'm afraid to say they don't.
So they're not so fucking smart after all, are they?
A shark can beat the dolphin can't beat a shark ever?
Yeah, they can.
Like in a one-on-one?
They beat him with words.
But
they're intelligent.
But a dolphin has never beat a Japanese dude. They always win.
It is impossible.
Wow.
That would be a Japanese.
Win. Even in water.
Yeah, even in water.
Wow. I would think on land maybe, but what?
Have you ever seen a chicken and a dolphin do tic-tac-toe, or compete in tic-tac-toe?
No.
The chicken wins and the dolphin just lays there flapping around dying. It's really not fair.
It's unfair, yeah.
Matchup, yeah.
That better be true.
Twitter.
So I like to play movie games on the podcast, as everybody knows. Movie-related games. And Matt's favorite, Matt Besser's favorite, is... I didn't ask you your favorite, Matt Walsh.
No problem.
You never asked me the movie that I liked the most that I was in. But whatever.
Can I answer it for you?
Capturing the Freedmans.
So do you have a title line in that one?
No, I just said, please stop. It's a short scene. It was in the dark. You guys probably don't even recognize me. Let's move on with the fun game. I like the title game.
I like that movie Junebug that you're in.
I didn't have one line in that.
That's a good one.
That's a great
It's one
movie.
Of the first lines, so at first you might go, holy shit, Besser's gonna be in this movie! And then that's all.
Yeah, it's a weird movie in general. Is that...
I love
filmmaker
that
made another movie?
Yeah, Phil Morrison. He directed our first season of UCB.
But I mean, what's he done since Junebug?
He's one of these guys that really...
takes his time.
Gets into it. That's why it's so good, I think.
Yeah, I loved it. That guy's, I've seen that guy at shows here. So let's do build a title. That's where we start with one title, and then each of us has to try to add another movie title that fits. You'll get the idea of it as we go along here, but somebody just give me the title of a movie, like with a title with three or four words in it. Wait a second. What did that guy say? Night of the Lepus? Alright, Lepus.
Lepus?
Yeah, let me try to...
Fuck you, asshole.
Let me try to be more clear. We need a title that has four, like, kind of regular words from the English language.
Lepus is regular where I'm from. It's our favorite movie of Lepusville.
I actually bought that poster on eBay.
Which one?
Night of the Lepus.
No.
Yeah, I did.
What's on the poster?
It's some underwater thing with, and doesn't it have like a bunch of eyes, the Lepus?
It's about giant rabbits.
Giant rabbits.
Yeah.
Well, I know a guy named Mark Lepus.
Oh yeah.
Mark Lepus, who is a producer at the Jimmy Fallon show now, but when I knew him before, he would do publicity for NBC. His name is Lepus, so I bought him this Night of the Lepus poster. So that's pretty strange.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Was that the first one he's ever gotten there. From somebody? Or did he go,
another one.
All right, I'm going to point at somebody and get a title. You, sir.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. So now you need to come up with a movie title that ends in the word night or begins with the word museum.
Okay.
Or,
the Edge of Night.
That's a movie?
I bet it is.
IMDb it!
Oh yeah, we do have IMDb standing by. to tell us.
That is a good guess.
They're even putting it up on the screen.
Move out of the way, Matt Beeser. The Edge of Night. Oh, it's a soap opera on television. That doesn't count.
That's the only one.
Wow. That seems
well,
like
why would you
common.
Use the name Edge of Night again for something when it's been a soap opera for a million
I
years?
I thought they made it into a movie. It was such a great soap opera.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on the movie General Hospital. It's going to be great.
I only know it from its Egyptian spelling. Afi-i-ai-hata-manai.
Okay, Night After Night.
That's a title, Night After Night?
Fuck yeah.
All right, IMDb, guessing? Let's look it up again. This is exciting.
Night after
this is the
night.
First time we've been able to just look it up right away. Night After Night. Search.
Come on, Google.
Boom. Night After
yeah.
Night.
Yeah.
1932.
Oh, I love that movie.
Wow.
Nice call.
Peter Lorre.
All right. So we've got Night After Night at the museum. So we still need something that ends in night.
A title of a movie that ends in night? Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights? It's not your turn yet.
Oh.
It's my turn.
I don't know how to play this. Go ahead. Sorry.
We'll go in order now that everybody's scrolled around there. But it's Horatio's turn.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Mm. We got Dark Knight Dark After Night, night at the museum. So you need something, Matt, that ends in dark. Or begins in museum.
Oh my god, that's a tough one. Ends in dark?
The
Donnie
end dark.
Darko. Donnie Darko? Come on, judges? Judges?
The Edge of Dark.
Edge of Dark.
So you want, are you suggesting Donnie Darko?
I'll say Museum Massacre. I gotta believe somebody made that movie.
Okay, Museum Massacre.
I gotta believe somebody made that movie. Come on.
Museum Massacre.
Come on. Any spelling.
Wow, massacre
any spelling.
Correctly. That's good.
There it is. It's got pictures.
Sorority House Massacre. Somebody made Museum Massacre.
Museum of Murder. Give me one more guess.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Museum of Murder. I like that.
Museum of Murder. Please, B movie.
Murder.
The Murder Museum. But it has to
start
with museum.
Museum of what?
You're not gonna give me Donnie Darko?
Museum Murder.
You can't give me Donnie Darko?
No, because how does that work? Donnie Darko Night After Night?
Yeah, it's like Irish.
At the museum.
Wait, there has to be, how about Alone in the Dark?
Yeah.
But it's got to start with dark.
No, that's it.
Dark. Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
Shot in the Dark. Pink Panther.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Finally. Okay, so it's a shot in the dark. A shark in the dark. A shark in the pants.
There goes a shark in the dark.
That's disrespectful.
It's a shot.
So disrespectful. That was a better voice.
A shot in the dark.
Except it was a woman.
Night after night at the museum. I wish there wasn't Dial M for
Museum of Wax. There has to be Museum of Wax because Wax Museum was taken.
Let's check it out.
Museum of Wax.
Museum of Wax is coming up on IMDb. Mystery of the Wax Museum. That doesn't do us any good. Nightmare and Wax could have come in handy earlier.
Has to start with museum now.
Well, or end in shot. Shot in the dark.
Slap shot.
Night after. Yeah, so we got slap shot in the dark, night after night at the museum.
I think we can go to the audience at this point for museum blank.
Yeah, does anybody have a museum title? Museum of
Horrors. That's
museum
a good
of
one.
Museum
that sounds
of
like
horrors.
A Vincent
like
Price movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought he meant W-H-O-R-E.
Horrors of the Black Museum.
Oh, that's not cool.
That's disrespectful.
Horrors of the Black Museum.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. My name's Samuel Jackson, and I'm going to be disrespectful in the next movie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Black Museum. Talking is allowed.
At the TGI Magic Johnson's Fridays. The Black Museum. What's a Black Museum?
What do you mean, what's a Black Museum? But why is there horrors happening there? There's probably a murderer loose.
What do you mean? What is a black museum?
It probably celebrates, I would say, the history of African Americans in America.
And it's only
That's what I would say in February.
I think they'd be called an African American museum.
No, I think sometimes they still say black.
That was the catchphrase from Passenger 57. Sometimes
they still say black.
We still say black. Don't always bet on it, because a lot of times red will come up.
We got 45 seconds to find some that ends with slap.
A movie that ends with slap?
Dick slap.
Dick slap.
Dick slap.
Dick slap. Look it up. IMDb Dick slap.
Dick slap. Dick slap.
Do they do porn? While we're doing that, let me thank my guests.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, well,
where? Wait a minute. You went past it.
You passed it up. Go back up.
Slap. Slap.
Right there. Oh, Dick Slayer.
Dick Slayer.
Dick clapping.
Dick slapping.
I missed that one.
Dick clapping is an actor.
I'm sorry, Dick clapping. They just won't hire you.
You're more of an oddity than an actor.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Willem Dafoe is the shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.